News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, solid conservative and just plain right, right here on Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, so we're going into number two on the Triple Dipper. Number one, we talked about Bob Dole and the impact he's had on American politics and really the impact he's had on American culture in some ways. Things like, you know, the fact that we have a World War II monument or memorial that is extremely impressive if you've never seen it. It's amazing in D.C. And it's amazing also that it took that long. I mean, it literally, the war had been over for, 50 years before that memorial came to be. The next thing on the Triple Dipper, though, is this, Alabama politics. So y'all, your state right now, the races are, they're getting more interesting by the day. So number one is this. So a scoop over the weekend, 1819 News had the scoop. Tim James made it official. He is running for governor of Alabama officially. Paperwork has been filed. He is in. Tim James will be on the show at 4:30. But he did an article, he did an interview with 1819 News and then a follow-up with Alabama Daily News. But he went on and said in the article, and I'll question him on it later, he says as recently as a year ago, he thought he was done with politics for good. The doors have been swinging open the last 6 months, he said. I can sense this is the right time. Now, he's run for governor before. You may recall most recently in 2010, it was he and Bradley Byrne and Robert Bentley running. It turned into a very heated race. And then Tim James lost out on the opportunity to be in the runoff, but it was close. I mean, he was a no-fooling candidate. Well, this time he's going to be challenging incumbent, of course, Governor Kay Ivey, who came to office in 2017 when Governor Robert Bentley resigned. So she's been elected once to the position, but she already held office as the incumbent prior to that. So she's got, at this point, she'll have 6 years in that position before, not quite, maybe five and a half in that position by the time she comes up to the polls again. She's apparently very, I mean, not apparently, she polls very high. Recently it was announced that she was one of the most popular governors in the country. Depending upon which poll you looked, it was in the 60% no matter what. And he says in here, he says, he's known Governor Ivey like I have. He's known Governor Ivey for years. He said she's a friend of the family. He said, I have no personal issues with her, but here's the quote. He says, but I do have issues with her performance and what has happened, and it's under this administration that they passed a giant gas tax, that public education has fallen to dead last. He said, we made a run to become a gambling mecca with proposed 9 casinos. They authorized a syndicated drug cartel with medical marijuana, and the list goes on and on, he says. He said, I think the system and the structure has overwhelmed this governor, and the administration has lost control of it. Oh, that's pretty strong. I mean, that's not somebody who's running just on the issues. That's someone who is definitely running against the incumbent. He is setting himself apart in a big, big way in that regard. Now, the second article that I'm looking at here, I'll tell you what, let me finish this one because I forgot to mention. So right now, other candidates that are in the race, you have a pastor from Lee County named Dean Odle. You have a county commissioner from Morgan County over in the Decatur way named Stacy George. And you've got potentially state auditor Jim Ziegler. Now, Jim Ziegler is not declared. He just keeps talking about doing it. So far, he's not formally announced. Now, the other person, though, who is believed to be announcing probably tomorrow. Where is that article from Yellowhammer? In my stack here. Yellowhammer. Here it is. Jeff Poore, my buddy from 106.5 down the coast, also writes for Yellowhammer. He points out that Linda Blanchard, who has been in the U.S. Senate race without much effect on the race. I mean, she's not gotten above 1-3% in the race, in my recollection. Although she made a splash on day one because she got in the race and dropped $5 million of her own money on the race. Keep in mind, right now, Governor Ivey has raised $3 million. So you're talking about $5 million of her own money was dropped in on that U.S. Senate race. The issue I think is going to be for Linda Blanchard, here's where I think, and I'll talk about it with Scott Buttram after the top of the hour. How are people going to receive her switching? There are people who are already probably aggravated because they gave her money for her campaign. They gave her money to run for the U.S. Senate, and now she's flipped completely and she's running for a state office. Now, I get it. If you remember this, back in 2010, in that whole Bradley Byrne, Tim James, Robert Bentley race, earlier in that race, Lieutenant Governor Governor Kay Ivey had been running in that race as well. When she recognized the level of competition, rather than go and destroy herself in a, you know, a heated four-way race, she switched to the Lieutenant Governor's race and was successful. The reason why she is governor now is because she was, I would say, maybe wise enough to switch races. So switching races can pay off. However, I will point out this. She ran from one statewide executive branch Alabama race to another statewide executive branch Alabama race. Linda Blanchard's looking at doing something totally different. I said I wanted to be U.S. Senator, but I've changed my mind in the middle of the campaign. Now I want to be governor. One's in federal, one's in state. One's a legislative, one's an executive. I mean, it's apples and oranges. There is no comparison. So we'll see how that goes over. Now, in the middle of all of it, Tim James is running for Alabama governor. And according to Alabama Daily News, I saw where Todd Stacey, my friend Todd Stacey, was writing on Twitter, actually, and he was touting this particular story. But in doing so, he said, James is running, and I forget how he worded it, but something along the lines of, is running against all of the leadership in Alabama Republican politics. Strong words. But then when you read what he said, so in the article by Mary Sell on Alabama Daily News, Tim James is quoted as saying, quote, "The Republican leadership in Alabama are not Republicans as we know it. The Republican leadership in large part are what we call rhinos, or Democrats disguised as Republicans." That is setting itself apart from pretty much mainstream Republican leadership here in the state. So I guess those guys are on notice right now in the House and the Senate and other offices around the state that if James is successful in his bid, he's looking to come in and make some changes to the way they've been doing things, and we'll see how that carries over. All right, so at the top of the hour, we're top of the first hour already, Copper. So the top of the hour, I'm going to have my friend Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune call in. He's sharp. He runs one of the better local news services in the state. And we're going to be talking more of this Alabama politics. Get his views on where things are going, U.S. Senate and the governor's race, and whatever else we can come up with. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, yep, and just plain right. We'll be right back.